Watch, Jen Psaki talks about pregnant and postpartum people, not women. By Joel B. Polak on April 1, 2022. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki continued President Joe Biden's emphasis on transgenderism on Friday when she referred to pregnant and postpartum people during a press briefing. Psaki was talking about a new initiative by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. She announced that as many as 720,000 pregnant and postpartum people across the United States could be guaranteed Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program coverage for a full 12 months after pregnancy thanks to the American Rescue Plan. It is unknown how many transgender men, that is, women who decide to identify as men, become pregnant and give birth. The number of male pregnancies is a tiny fraction of overall pregnancies. However, there is evidence that there is a higher incidence of unplanned pregnancies among transgender men, due to the misconception, no pun intended, that taking testosterone, which many transgender men use to encourage the development of male secondary sex characteristics, prevents ovulation. It is well known that testosterone does not suffice as contraception because it does not reliably prevent ovulation. Unfortunately, a large portion of the transgender community believes that testosterone use represents a contraceptive measure, a scientific paper noted last year. The White House also issued guidance this week on transgender therapies for children, some of which are discouraged by medical professionals in other countries. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.